Morning show at East Coast FM, and she is here. She is the Rathdrum Agony Aunt, and she is Tina Koumarianis. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Declan. How are you? Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a lovely weekend. And what about you?
Yeah, it was fantastic. My grandson was staying with his other granny, so it was heaven.
Okay, right. I'd say that's a popular opinion.
Amongst grannies who have their grandchildren living with them. Yes, I'd say it is.
Right, what you get up to? Did you eat many eggs?
No, I had a friend down and we went wandering off. We went to Ockram and I was very sorry to see Lawless's hotel was closed down. Jeez, it made a big difference to the town because the town was very, very quiet. And then we just went into Arklow and had a look around the Bridgewater, and then we ate our heads off, so that was nice. And we went the Wooden Bridge for a bite of lunch, yeah.
God, you had a tour.
We did a bit.
Yeah, very good. You enjoyed yourself.
Yes, we did, thank you.
All right, and you still had time to look at some questions sent in to you on AskTinaK at gmail.com. So here's question number one. Hi, Tina. My daughter, who's 25, has been appearing on an adult sex site for the past 18 months. She lives with her boyfriend in town. I'm a widow for the past 22 years, so I reared my children on my own. 5 children, 1 with special needs. My brother and his wife found out about this, and so we were very annoyed. His wife rang me with a big rant. I, of course, was very upset. I haven't told my daughter, as I don't want to have any hassle. My eldest daughter is an accountant, 1 son is a captain, and my youngest son is in college. It has upset me quite a lot. Anything you can say about this, Tina?
Yeah, well, the first thing I want to know is what on earth were they doing on a sex website? I mean, you know, if you don't want to see those sort of things, don't log on. But I had actually never heard of the particular site you have written in about. I'm not going to mention it until I received your mail. So I looked it up and apparently it really took off and became very popular during COVID, with workers having lost their jobs, needing to make extra money, and of course the subscribers not being able to get out and say socialize, they were logging on. The problem is Ireland is way too small, so if you show your face on something like that, someone is bound to recognize you, don't you think, Declan?
Yeah, I mean, of course, all the neighbors, it's one of those things that you can't escape from,
no.
I suppose, because I think it's the side yard, and no, not mentioning it. It did get an awful lot of publicity.
Oh, God, really, really a lot. Because, it was even in the Irish Examiner, and according to the Irish Examiner, and I realise this is extreme, some earn as much as 50,000 euros a month. Now, that, of course, depends on how good they look and exactly what they're doing and how many subscribers they have.
Was this the request site, basically?
They log on. People log on. You can see what's on offer, and of course, the more extreme, the more expensive it is.
Right, because I think there was a prominent person in Wicklow, but I don't know the site, and maybe I'm not going to mention.
Well, I know. There's a couple in Rathdrum on it. They were on RTE. I only mention it because they were on RTE a couple of weeks ago about it. So it was. I didn't know there were such exciting people. I was going to say I must look them up, maybe not, but anyway.
Yeah, but obviously this woman is very concerned about her daughter, who's age 25 and grown up.
Yeah, well, this is it. The thing is, as you say, she is 25, so she's an adult. You may have had some say over her activities if she was still living at home and using your property as a studio, but then at 25, if she was my daughter and was going to continue in this line of work, I think I'd rather have her living under my roof where I could keep an eye on her just in case. But I'm very relieved she's not a sex worker out on the streets, because that is extremely dangerous. I'm just wondering, does she have any other source of income? Does she have a day job? In other words, what do you think made her decide on this type of work? Could it be that her siblings, being so well paid in good jobs, she's trying to show she's financially successful too, if she actually is? I mean, if she's pulling down the big cash. Or did she lose her job during COVID? You know, the timeline does seem right for that from what you're saying, 18 months. Again, I'm relieved to hear she has a boyfriend, as long as he's not coercing her into doing it to make him money. And the rest of her siblings do know about her work. What I'd do is I'd tell your sister-in-law to mind her own business. You have had to deal with too much over the years, bringing up five children as a young widow, and you simply don't have time to deal with her problems that, you know, as I say, are none of her business. She's not brought up your family, paid your bills, or loved your children to any degree the way you do. I think you've done a really wonderful job. Just keep an eye on her boyfriend, though. It is not really the sort of thing most boyfriends would be happy with. And make sure he doesn't have any of her pictures or videos in case she ever decides to leave him. But then, on thinking it over, I suppose once posted online or on a website, they're there forever anyway. So, you know... Yeah. Just keep an eye on it, that it doesn't, you know, that she feels she can come to you and talk to you if things start going wrong. But, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. Jeez, she's been doing it for 18 months. It's a bit late in the day to start telling her not to now.
Yeah, and I mean, the world has changed in a lot of ways, and people value their individual freedom to do what they actually want to do. And if you know, we mightn't approve of it, lots of people mightn't approve of it, but if somebody wants to make money in that way, and they're, you know, consenting adults, that's what happens.
Yeah, the thing is, in life, mind your own business. What I do is none of your business. What you do is none of mine. And, you know, people are very, very quick to condemn and to tell you how to live your life. No, shut up. I don't want to hear about it. This girl doesn't either. Just mind your own business. Look after your own home and what's going on in it. Don't be bothering other people with, you know, your needs are nobody else's concern.
All right. Well, I think we leave that one, will we, for now?
I think we will. I think we've flogged it to death at this stage.
Okay. Asking Tina K, my ex-boyfriend overheard me discussing his new girlfriend, and I'm afraid I wasn't being very complimentary. Now he's not talking to me, and I miss our conversations. How do I apologise?
Ha!
The ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, the ex. Now, listen, let's be honest here. If you really do miss him, and only for his conversations, and you're not trying to break up his new relationship by annoying his new girlfriend, then you could catch him when he's alone and apologise profusely for your bad behaviour. You're going to have to bite your tongue and tell him that actually it's just that you're a really, really bad loser, and that his girlfriend does seem very nice and she's very pretty, even if she looks like something the cat coughed up. You know, you're going to have to smooth the rough waters. Explain that the most important thing to you is that you remain good friends, and leave it at that. It may take a while, but in time, hopefully, he'll see it from your point of view. And if he doesn't, well, you were being bitchy about his girlfriend, so you only have yourself to blame.
Right. Okay.
Now.
Yeah, don't get involved in that. Very good. Tina Koumarianis is with us. Usually we have three questions, and we do so today. Here is the third request for help to Tina, and this is about baby names. And they've been in the news lately with various people coming out with names. In fact, one particular famous family who regretted the first name after 2 years and gave it to another child. But that is something that goes on not a lot. Let's have a look at this question. I'm expecting my first baby in September and want to give him or her a unique name. My conservative parents are having a fit, and my husband seems to wince at every suggestion I make. I'm now totally confused. I don't want another Jane or Charlie or Ben or Jennifer or a common name like that, I presume, but want something unusual.
Yeah, well, you've got to be really careful when choosing babies' names, because after all, they may be lumbered with them for some 70 to 80 years, if they're lucky to live that long. And what may look cute on a toddler may seem utterly insane on a 50-year-old. A baby names help book is what's needed for ideas. My advice would be to go through it slowly, writing down all the names that really appeal to you, then shortlist them with your husband to find common ground that goes nicely with your surname. Now, an interesting one, don't worry too much about the meaning of a name. I was at a very, very classy party when a foreign dignitary I was with one evening, the ambassador charmingly explained to me that my daughter's name, Susan, meant Lady of the Night. I looked at him and I said, right, oh, yes, yes. And he was smiling and, you know, very, very pleasant, you know. And I thought, Jesus, I've called my child a Lady of the Night. So anyway, needless to say, when I got home, perturbed, I made such an inappropriate choice of name for my one and only. Later that evening, I Googled it. This man was Middle Eastern, only to discover that what he had actually said in a very sexy foreign accent was Lily of the Night. No, Lily of the Nile. Lily of the Nile. And I thought he said Lady of the Night.
Does that say more about you?
I wonder what I was thinking looking into his eyes, yes. But so don't worry about too much about the meaning of the name. It can be picked up incorrectly at the best of times.
Yeah, but names are so important. I mean, I can see this, you know, there's about five different so-and-so names in this in the class. It's, you know, a name that is popular and all the kids seem to have it when they're born because it's the fad name at the moment. And then they come to be going in school and there's half a dozen of them with the same name.
Yeah, you know. Do you know what mine is? My real name, Katina Krasula Demosthenes Xanasakis Koumarianos. So that would take up a fair amount of the copybook in school. So we cut it to Tina.
Yeah, thank you.
A pleasure.
Yeah, what is it again?
Katina Krasula, which is the Greek word for golden, Demosthenes Xanasakis Koumarianos. Because you take the name of your father. So because all the family are called after the grandparents, the grandmother or the grandfather. So I was called Katina after actually his sister. But to distinguish me from his brothers, Katina, it was Demosthenes Xanasakis, which is him. The other was Yanni. So, yeah, that's how they distinguish between them.
Right.
Now, isn't that interesting?
Okay, absolutely. I'm just looking at a text here. I'm actually pre-looking at them about ones. If you don't mind, I just want to see. Ursula Rhine. There's a name. It's like Urine. Yeah, don't use that, says a texter. And Claire's just reminded me of Annette Curtains.
Annette Curtains, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I thought it was somebody writing in to ask which sex site we were talking about. yeah, there are some names you just don't put together.
But, I mean, even if Annette is there and it's not linked with Ryan, if Annette met somebody called Rod, it's Rod and Annette. I mean, it's...
Yes, exactly.
Fishing every day. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but anyway, it's what's in a name. You have to be careful about it, don't you?
You do. Pick a name and then you can always shorten it to, something when they're young and then hopefully. I mean, I'm Teens in the family, T-E-E-N-S, which is my email address now. But, and my sister Francesca is Cheka and Niggy. For my brother Nick, so you know we all have, and John for my young brother. So we do tend to cut names down when we're young, and sometimes they stick. But if they're, so it's like in the old days, baby. Do you remember they used to be called baby down the country, the youngest child, and then you'd get some 70-year-old still being called baby, which is a bit ludicrous. But anyway,
yes, indeed. Okay, if you want to contact Tina, what's the best way, Tina?
Ask Tina K at Gmail.com. That's okay. AskTinaK@gmail.com for any of your problems, and we'll get round to them.
Very good. And what's this YouTube stuff?
Yeah, AskTinaK.
AskTinaK?
Yeah.
It's all there.
It's all there.
See?
And I post everything on Facebook and Instagram anyway, you know, after the show post them. So, yeah.
All right, teens, that's very good. And,
oh, look at that. My goodness, you picked up quickly. Deck. Right.
Yeah, Deckie.
Deckie, how are you, Deckie?
Decko.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, my Irish name is Deglan. I went to an all-Irish school, and one of the teachers used to call me Dag. For some reason.
Yeah. Do you know, when I started school, I won't say which one, but they actually put an O. Catina O. Kumarianos.
No.
What was that about? We're talking back in the early 50s, so I don't think they'd quite come to terms with foreigners in Ireland at that stage. We were a bit of a novelty back then.
Hardly any Greeks. There was a Greek restaurant in Delir Street.
There was one in Bray.
The Tree
of Idleness. Don't you remember? Down on the seafront in Bray. Yeah, it was actually a really good restaurant. And then, unfortunately, the nice man died and it closed down. But it was excellent food, very, very good. But that would have been back in the 70s.
Okay. Well, more of your problems next week with Tina Koumarianis, and more of Greek, not mythology, not in the olden days, but modern Greek with Tina as well next week. Thanks, Tina. Good morning to you.
All the best. Bye-bye.